We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Where's your headphones, Envy?
Can you hear me? I can hear you. But somebody's pissed off at us.
What happened?
Now, during the first rumor report, we were talking about, I think, Versus. Mm-hmm. Mario versus Omarion. And I was like, damn, I don't know Mario. I don't know 10 Mario songs.
She listed them for you.
And somebody said, Don't get it twisted. I love Mario as an artist. I just don't think I know 10 songs. She says, I am disgusted with DJ Envy and Angela Yee for saying they don't know 10 of Mario's songs. Like, what the F?
I think his name is Mario.
Mario. Damn, I'm saying his name wrong. My bad. First off, Just a Friend and Let Me Love You are two different songs. So let's start there.
I listed them as two different songs.
But then he got hits like Braid My Hair. How could you... Breakup.
I did say breakup after we got out. I was like, oh, and that was my song too. Breakup. That was him and Sean Garrett, right?
Mm-hmm. But that mm-hmm. was. But even with those, that's only six.
She continued on after that.
It's
a part two.
It's part two. Yeah. Oh, let me go to the part two then.
I just, you know what? Every time there's a Versus, and that's what I like about Versus, you forget about all the songs that somebody has until you go look them up. Because I always, before Versus, do an Apple playlist.
Oh, here's more. I got the part two. Crying Out For Me, mm-hmm. Lay in My Bed, Why, Music For Love, Thinking About You. Don't even play with Mario like that.
I know, that's right,
and
girl.
And y'all on the radio as music people? Tuh.
And listen, I don't be remembering the names of songs, but what's great about Versus is it does make you be like, oh, I forgot they had that song, that song, that song, that song. Because sometimes off the top of your head, you can't just name 10 songs.
That's from Chocolate Goddess. Yeah, but I want to see it. I would love to see it. I can't wait for it to happen. That's what I was saying.
Didn't feel like it.
I didn't know I was.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's move on like Diddy did and do rumors.
All right. Let's get to rumors now. Let's go.
It's about time. What's going on?
Yeah. Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
And to be clear, that was Envy stalling until he got his headphones.
Yeah, I had to put my headphones on.
All right, Alex Fine, that's Cassie's husband. People are saying that he was throwing shade at Diddy on social media. This is all after Diddy put out this song and even said in his interview with Carisha on Carisha Please, you know, he had to move on and get over Cassie. And here's the song, Gotta Move On.
Jealous of me, I'm salty, I need it, my wounds keep bleeding, you found a new man, so I gotta move on. Yes, you gotta know I'm gentle with someone you barely know. I'm gonna say you're wrong, yes, you had to move on.
Everybody thought he was talking about Cassie in that song, and it feels like maybe Cassie's husband thought so too.
Mm-hmm.
He posted, "Happy Pride to all my LGBTQ plus friends. Attached is a charity that helps people who are in the closet." And then he put, "Gotta Move On" in capital letters, along with other resources. And so he did also delete that post as well.
So he did a Pride post and took a shot at Diddy on the Pride post?
That's what it feels like.
Is he trying to say Diddy's not in the closet? Oh, gotta move on. I'm confused. Well,
let's move on.
Let's move on.
All right, T.I. is calling out VH1, and he said that they just did not have his back when they canceled his reality series, The Family Hustle. He went on Instagram, and he posted, "At VH1, 13 years, no loyalty, no integrity, just jumped to conclusions, false accusations, no apology, no accountability, no closure, in the name of protecting women while unfairly, without due process, subsequently punishing women, no problem." And so, I mean, the show got canceled. There were allegations against T.I. He is saying that those allegations were just not true, and he did not feel like he got any accountability.
Yeah, I never understood that. If somebody's not found guilty, if they're not prosecuted, I don't understand how shows just pull from people. Because, I mean, anybody can make up an allegation, right? Allegations could be fake. They can be just a campaign to shut somebody down. But now he loses his show. His name is smeared all over the place, and he still hasn't been prosecuted or nothing, right? Charges haven't been brought up or anything.
Yeah, I haven't heard about him getting prosecuted for anything.
Makes no sense.
All right, now Monique, the headline is that she apologized to D.O. Hughley, but let's be clear, she did not apologize to him. She apologized to his family while performing at the Duke Energy Center of Performing Arts in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's what she had to say on stage.
I like to consider myself a woman of honor, so I've got to do something right now publicly that I did publicly. And when I up, I've got to fix it up, so I'm going to take care of that right now.
Okay.
To D.O. Hughley's family, I want to publicly apologize if I hurt his family, because that was never my goddamn intention. I never meant to hurt their feelings. Oh, but they're going to be out. I'm going to be out.
So she apologized to his family, but when it came to D.L., she said that she meant every MFing thing.
I respect that. I mean, sometimes when you're going at somebody or you get emotional, sometimes you take a family members or people around you get that shot, and she realized it and apologized. I've done it before, so I get it.
You're in the same boat.
I absolutely understand what she did.
When did you take shots at someone's family?
Not a shot at somebody's family.
Oh, okay.
When I was taking shots at Kanye, I took a shot at people around Kanye at the time, but they were just, I had to apologize to them because I didn't mean it. I was just mad at Kanye for what he did to somebody that I know. But yeah, it happens like that. But I think she's a big person for apologizing for that.
All right. Now, Chris Brown is talking about these Michael Jackson comparisons that he's been getting. If you guys recall, there was a whole conversation about Chris Brown being better than Michael Jackson. Right? Was it more, what did they say, more talented?
More talented than Michael Jackson.
Better than
correct.
Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. And so here's what he had to say when he was on Big Boy.
And you've always given it to Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're getting people where they say, man, Chris is better than. You know what I'm saying?
That's
how
cap.
Do you take that?
That's cap.
I'm glad you said that. But how do you take that? You just say like,
I mean, I stayed the hell up out of it. I don't give it 100. Like, I kind of back off it. Like, my personal take on it is like, I wouldn't even be breathing or even being able to sing a song if that man didn't exist.
Right.
So I don't know if they look at it as the Jordan Kobe thing, but I can't even look at it. He's light years away. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, there is no competing with him.
Now, Chris Brown is probably one of the most talented people in this generation, but I can't put him on the same level as Michael Jackson. Some of the things that Michael Jackson was able to do, he created his own style, he created dances. Like, he created the moonwalk where people have followed him. He's done phenomenal things with videos, and he's had hundreds of thousands of people at concerts and people passing out and fainting and waiting at airports for days to see him. It's a lot different, but don't get it twisted. Chris Brown is one of the best out there.
Yeah, he's super talented, but like mm-hmm. you said, it's a generational gap, and he has like a shrine to Michael Jackson mm-hmm. and looked up to him. So it's hard to say I'm better than this person I looked up to when that person inspires you, and it's a different day and age.
Well, just like you said, it's like a Kobe mm-hmm. Michael Jordan thing, but yeah, I think Michael Jackson is the GOAT when it comes to that thing, but I think Chris Brown is definitely second when it comes to it as well.
He also probably doesn't like it, like, don't compare me to Michael Jackson.
I think that's a great comparison.
I mean, yeah, but I'm sure he's like, I admire this person so mm-hmm. much. I don't even want you to try to compare me. I'm a whole different artist.
Right.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Now, Donkey Today is up next. Charlamagne is out. So if you want to give somebody Donkey Today, call us up right now.
You want to hear mine right now?
Sure.
All right, so listen, I went out of town. I had to go to D.C., and then I went to Atlanta, and then I went to Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And I had forgot my ID at home. I switched bags, and I didn't have my ID in my wallet, right? Mm-hmm. So I asked Laura to, because she overnight me my license.
Laura's your friend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she was also at my house at the time. So she got my license, sent it like overnight priority, so we'll get there first thing in the morning to my hotel in D.C. so I wouldn't have to fly and go places without it. You know how long ago that was? UPS still doesn't have my ID. They won't let you talk to a supervisor. I can't even find it. It was supposed to be overnight. They charge you all this money so you could get it, and now I have no license. Because they won't give any answers.
So like, you still don't know what a package is?
First, they told me that it went on the wrong truck and went to the wrong place.
Yeah.
I think somebody saw my name on it, opened it, and thought it was going to be money, but it was just the ID. But it's just missing now, and they won't give any answers, and they won't tell me what happened.
But
to
they
it.
Have tracking numbers. They should be able
to. I have the tracking, and so right now it just keeps on saying pending investigation. And every time you call, they bump you around to talk to different people, and I still can't get any answers. And so they said just wait for some type of update, but it's been like 2 weeks now.
2 weeks?
Yes.
Wow. Come on, UPS. 800-585-1051. Who you want to give Donkey of the Day to? Call us up now. So you don't even have a person over there that you spoke to, huh?
We talked to like 12 different people, and yep. Nobody has any answers.
You got to start saying people's names. All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Take control of a safer home with Kidde's new smoke and carbon monoxide alarm with smart features. A smart alarm that provides continuous 10-year detection of smoke and carbon monoxide and real-time notifications through Kidde Home Safe and the Kidde app. Shop now exclusively.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At the Home Depot.
It's your time to nominate a donkey of your own.
Remember now, that's how they choose.
Call in now, 800-585-1051.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. Who you want to give donkey today to?
I want to give donkey of the day to Kevin Gates.
Why?
And the reason being, I remember I heard him on The Breakfast Club before. And, you know, at that time, he sounded all intelligent, and he would finesse words like God and this and that. And everybody was like, oh, Kevin Gates. But every time I see him on a platform, his mouth is reckless. And at the end of the day, there is no... I can't stand him at this point because he says anything and everything, and then people make it so acceptable that he's never going to shut up. And I'm not saying it's freedom of speech, yes. But at the end of the day, he's disrespectful. And at some point, somebody do need to check him.
Okay. Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
From Brooklyn. Good morning.
Brooklyn.
Good morning. Who you want to give donkey today to?
I love you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to give it to you two today.
Okay.
All right? I'm going to give donkey today to both Envy and Yee because I'm on my way to work and I was listening to the Kevin Gates topic. And I don't understand why is everyone so appalled by hip-hop lyrics. This is how Jay-Z got on. I'm sure he understands and respects the craft. He's saying... If he would have said, I just want to S Beyonce, but that had been better than him being descriptive, this is hip-hop. I think it's more so people hurt because who it is. Mm. Jay-Z been doing this for years to Carmen or whoever else.
Yeah, now Jay-Z.
So now Jay-Z.
Well, Jay-Z did apologize for that Carmen lyric.
And Jay-Z and Nas
yeah,
had beef.
Yeah, and,
you know,
it was a diss record.
They were going back and forth. Yeah, they had beef.
Right, they had beef, and it was a diss record, but I'm just saying, he's descriptive about everyone. He mentioned multiple women in the thing. It's because she's married now? I mean, this is hip-hop. Hip-hop never been logical.
No, so I wouldn't say that.
She's a wife, and she's, you know, but I don't, it's entertainment. We're talking about Beyonce. We're not talking about Jill Scott. I love Beyonce. She
Damn.
She do, but she's an entertainer. She gyrates her vagina online. She has a protege who's doing the same thing. These are guys. These guys are visual. That's why when Kevin Gates mentioned it, he said, I'm talking for the guys in jail. I'm talking for, like, this is Little Kim era. We know what they fantasize about.
Yeah,
so it's just like, oh, Beyonce. Oh, nope. That's it. Like,
I've,
you know,
never
you,
heard.
In terms of her, if you're doing it in terms of her being a wife, then maybe the entertainment shouldn't be so vulgar from her either. You don't hear them saying Jill Scott or, you understand what I mean? Like,
yeah, but I've never heard Jay-Z be descriptive about a married woman. The only person was
just because he shouldn't, that another rapper shouldn't, this is hip-hop. We're glorified by being...
He could do whatever he wants, and clearly he did, but that doesn't mean that everybody's going to like it.
Exactly.
Or agree with it.
We know with anything with hip-hop, you and me, as women, we've been disrespecting hip-hop since hip-hop is for decades. After hip-hop left the golden era, we've been disrespecting. Now it's Beyonce and she's a wife and we gotta... No, I just don't, it's hip-hop.
And it is true because Blue Ivy's gonna hear and that.
Comments a mother... Whether it was beef or not, y'all talking about Blue Ivy. Nas' daughter doesn't...
Yeah, but I will say that Jay-Z apologized and he never did anything like that again. And he did say he felt...
He gave a disclaimer. He did say he felt...
Yeah, she's not going to let you talk.
I know.
I wasn't being disrespectful. I'm saying Beyonce's beautiful. Being descriptive.
And I will say at the time when Jay-Z did that, people had an issue with it and thought it was wrong. And he got a lot of backlash.
I will say this. I've never heard Jay-Z be descriptive to anybody married or any woman other than him and Nas going back and forth with beef. And then he apologized for that. So I told him.
And he got backlash. People were really upset. Like,
Kevin
that
Gates
was.
And Jay-Z don't have beef. He just said, whack. I respect you. I think it's a little different. But I respect. No, I don't respect your opinion. I disagree.
You got to respect her opinion.
I just disagree. Hello, who's this? I couldn't even get a word out. Hey, Shay.
Hi, this is Shay.
Who you want to give Donkey to, Shay?
I want to give Donkey today to my cousin because my birthday weekend just passed. And he was like, oh, girl, come out. Everything's on me. We're going to have a great time. He took me to this nice, expensive restaurant. He took me to do karaoke. And I ended up paying for the whole bill.
Damn it, man.
I specifically told him I didn't want to spend any money.
I'm sorry, Mama.
Yeah, so he needs to get donkey today. He needs to realize that I was never penny pinching. I have a lot of trips this summer.
Okay.
A lot of things going on.
Let's get this hot girl summer going, girl.
You got him.
Hot girl summer, yes. A lot of trips going on. So my birthday wasn't really a big thing for me, you know? Like, it's flights on flights on flights. And he really just took away from me and my kids. Don't worry, I'm going to get it back. But it wasn't fair, especially to me on my birthday.
All right. Sorry. Don't be ruining her birthday. He gets Donkey of the Day.
All right. Donkey today, 800-585-1051. Charlamagne is out, so we open up the phone lines and let you do it. And also, I love our listeners, man. When you say something wrong or something that they don't agree with, they're going to hit you. I thought Michael Jackson created the moonwalk. Obviously, I was wrong. They done texted me and hit me on social media. Jeffrey Daniels actually created the moonwalk.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I didn't know Michael Jackson didn't invent it, because they've always said that.
So why you just let me say that?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't even hear you say that.
You don't be listening. All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. Let's pivot a little bit. What are we talking now?
So basketball-wise, I was able to catch up on Basketball Wives over the weekend. And DJ Duffy is on there with her fiancé, and he's a basketball agent. He wants her to quit working. She's French Montana's DJ also.
Mm-hmm.
And so the main thing between them is they have a baby,
mm-hmm.
and he wants her to give 100% to the baby and taking care of that. And so we're going to discuss that, okay? Because I know you had a similar situation with Gia. She was working, holding it down for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wanted her to really not have to do that anymore.
Correct.
And so, I'm sure for her it was a difficult decision to make.
So what's the question?
So the question is, if your significant other told you, I don't want you to work anymore, I want you to hold it down at home, would you be wanting to do that? I see a lot of people are resigning right now. They're calling it the Great Resignation. Or do you feel like, nah, I'm not, you know, sacrificing my job to take care of the baby and take care of home? What do you think you would do?
All right. 800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about something that Yee seen on Basketball Wives.
Yes, DJ Duffy and her fiancé, Iman, he's a basketball agent. She's a DJ for French Montana. She just had a baby. She sacrificed going on the road and everything because, you know, she was thinking that she was going to hold it down at home, and that's what he wanted her to do. Here's what happened.
You got to sit down and think about that, you know? I mean, your family always going to be there. We support you, but you got to think about what you want to do. I mean, I want you to be home.
During COVID, me and Iman, we had some talks about me maybe not DJing anymore. And I thought I was ready for that. But after sitting in the house for so long, I'm ready to get back out there. I miss the crowd. I miss the beats. I mean, Iman doesn't even turn up when I walk in the house saying, DJ Duffy in the house. He just looks at me like...
Just think about it. You know, have a game plan.
All right. So what is the question, Yee?
So would you sacrifice your career to stay at home? Or do you feel like that's the, you know, for you personally, what decision would you make?
I mean, Gia and I was in that situation. She had a job and a career and things that she was inspiring to do as a businesswoman and entrepreneur. And at the time we had Madison. I was also doing pretty okay. And, you know, we made the decision that she would stay home. Now, the reason I wanted to make that decision is because I think we all know how children are raised, and I wanted the mom, I wanted Gia there. I wanted Gia to
now, what if she would have told you, you stay home, and I'll continue to work?
I wouldn't have a problem with that if we were financially secure. But at the end of the day, I wanted our daughter to be raised by a parent or
because she was making more than you.
Yeah, she was making more than me.
What if I'd have been like, well, how about you stay home because I make more than you?
I mean, we could have had that conversation too. But I wanted our daughter to be raised by mom, dad, or grandparents. I lived far out in Jersey, so the grandparents couldn't be there. So it was either going to be only me or Gia. I didn't want a nanny raising a baby. I didn't want a babysitter. I didn't want any of that. We didn't want any of that. So we decided that, you know, Gia would stay home and I would work. And if we had to cut certain things so we can afford that, that's what we did. And, you know, I think it was one of the best things that happened. If you look at Madison now, she's, you know, a sophomore at NYU. She's doing great, straight A's. She's running her own businesses. And she has confidence like no other. So I think that mom raising her was well worth it, you know? That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. What about you? If your boyfriend or your husband said, hey, you chill out, you stay at home, let me take care of the bills, I want you to raise our child, would you do it?
I actually dated somebody that wanted me to not work anymore. And you see, I'm not with that particular person anymore. But no, I feel like I've been working on my career for such a long time mm-hmm. that I can't see myself, you know, not working. And like what we do is very lucrative. And I like to kind of make money and do what I do, and it means a lot to me. And I'm also an entrepreneur with businesses to run, so
yeah, I mean, it's a tough decision.
I can't see myself doing that,
because if you had a child and like you said, you work, you travel, and I think a lot of times if you can do it and you can afford, I think kids or babies being raised by their parents, you get a lot more loving, you get a lot more caring, you get a lot more teaching. I think it makes the difference in a lot of cases. A lot of people are not able to do it. But I do think if you are, I think it's beneficial.
I'll cut back on some stuff, though.
Right. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim. Good morning. What's your thoughts?
I honestly don't think that women should stay at home and take care of kids. I think that it's a domineering thing that men have. I feel like if something were to happen, you get divorced, having to start over, if you got kids. I see so many women like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I don't have a job. My husband supported me. I haven't worked in so many years. So in my opinion, I just don't want to, if I was ever in that situation. I love my kids. I have two kids, but I would never want to have sole dependence on my husband to take and provide for us. If something were to happen,
I feel that it's a security thing. Like, just God forbid things don't work out, I don't want to feel like, damn, now I got to start. And I have seen that happen a lot too.
Yeah, yeah.
Question: so when your kids were babies, who took care of them when they were smaller?
Me. And I'm divorced, so like when I left, I felt I was secure because I had, you know, I'm a teacher, I have my own job. They've always gone to daycare. I scouted my daycares out. So when I left, I didn't feel like, oh my God, my life is over. I have to, what am I going to do?
Okay. So when your children, when they were babies, you took them to daycare when they were babies?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Since 6 weeks.
Wow.
And you're grateful that you made the decisions that you made.
I did. Mm-hmm. I am.
Okay. Thank you, Mama.
You're welcome.
Damn. Hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Black from Miami.
Hey, what's up, brother? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning.
Good morning, DAJ and Angie. Mm-hmm. Calling in about the topic. When your mate is asking you to give up your way of living and to just completely, you know, fall behind them, they're going to hold everything down, that comes with a lot of trust.
Right.
Because you got the trust that they're going to hold you down and not going to change and interrupt the way you move in your lifestyle. When they become the breadwinner, the primary breadwinner, then sometimes feel like they can dictate what you can do, what you can't do, what you can buy, what you can't buy. When you had your own source of income and provision, you can move the way you want to move, you know, while still contributing to the, you know, to the whole.
Right, I feel that
change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I think trust is the biggest thing. You know, you got to trust that, hey, they got you, and they're not gonna let your lifestyle suffer. You know, to do that.
Okay. Well, thank you. 800-585-1051. We're asking, what's the question, Yee?
We're asking, what would you do if your significant other wanted you to not work anymore, to hold it down at home and take care of the kids?
All right. We'll take your calls when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano.
It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today. I know when
I'm in. Call me. Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about something Yee seen on Basketball Wives.
Mm-hmm. DJ Duffy and her fiance, Iman. He wants her to not, and she was with it at first, but she missed being on the road working as a DJ for French Montana, but he wants her to not work anymore. Here's what happened.
You got to sit down and think about that, you know? I mean, your family always going to be there. We support you, but you got to think about what you want to do. I mean, I want you to be home.
During COVID, me and Iman, we had some talks about me maybe not DJing anymore. And I thought I was ready for that. But after sitting in the house for so long, I'm ready to get back out there. I miss the crowd. I miss the beats. I mean, Iman doesn't even turn up when I walk in the house saying, DJ Duffy in the house. He just looks at me like.
Just think about it. You know, have a game plan.
I don't know. You just got to give me a little bit of time.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, would you give up your career to take care of your baby if your husband or, let's say, your wife wanted you to do it? In me and Gia's situation, thank God that we were able to afford it. And, you know, she stayed home. She gave up her career. She gave up her job to take care of Madison when Madison was a baby. And I wouldn't change it for the world. I mean, you hear so many horror stories about, you know, people bringing their babies to daycares or babysitters. And I just feel like, you know, when a baby's a baby, nobody's going to take care of that baby better than mom, dad, or grandma or grandpa. But some people, you know, can't do it. And I understand that and I get it too. But if you have the choice, I would have stayed home. If Gia said, hey, no, babe, you stay home. I'm making more money at the time. You take care of
Madison. Which she was.
I would have. But yeah. I think with Gia, you know, she knows Madison's a little baby girl. And there's no loving than a mom with their baby, I think. But let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Jazz.
Hey, Jasmine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, if your husband asked, would you stay home?
Honestly, I think that I would. I can kind of see both sides with this because I work from home and I also go into the office kind of when I want to. So that's good that I'm able to be there with my 8-month-old daughter and mm-hmm. still see her grow up. I feel like you really just can't trust anybody with your kids nowadays, family or not, and daycare as well is really expensive. At the same time, I do want to be able to make my own money. I don't like anybody telling me how to spend my money or only give me a certain amount. And just being able to accomplish the things that I have set in my life, you know, mm-hmm. going to school and getting into the career that I want to, that's something that I want to do. So I can see both sides of this.
And right. I do see, and like you hear all these horror stories of babies and children being molested by people at daycare places or family members even. So, right. Yeah, I feel that. But I also would say, me personally, I do feel guilty sometimes. Like, you know, Gia stayed home and she couldn't necessarily pursue her career to take care of the kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do want to be able to accomplish the things that I have. You know, just setting an example for my daughter as well. So I can definitely see both sides.
You're in an ideal situation, the fact that you get to work from home, because that affords you the luxury of being able to. And I know that's difficult too, working from home with a baby there.
Yep.
But, you know, that's a luxury to be able to do that.
Lily, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Envy. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
What's your thoughts, Lily?
I think that if my partner makes enough to support the family and, you know, take care of the bills and still have money left over to, you know, have fun and do whatever we want, then, yeah, I'll stay home.
I know that's right.
And I'm going in now.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
But if not, if you don't, then, you know, then there's a problem.
Now, would you be concerned about what if you guys broke up?
I would still make myself secure that I could go back to my job. Like, I'm on maternity leave now from my job, so
okay.
I can go back whenever I'm ready.
That's good.
And, you know, I mean, but we have 3 kids. He ain't going nowhere near that.
All right, thank you.
You know what it is.
So he ain't going nowhere. Hello, who's this?
This is LB from Detroit.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What up, dog?
What up, dog? What's your thoughts?
Man, in this economy, everybody should be working in the house. They almost need to put the kids to work.
MVP have his kids work.
I don't got my kids working.
For real though, because if you in middle class and you make no more than $60,000 a year, you can't afford to have a one income household, and then you can't afford daycare. So, you know, it's just a lose situation for anybody in any type of middle class, whether it's upper or lower middle class.
Yeah, and you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, daycare is so expensive. I thank God that Gia's mom was there to watch the babies, that my parents were there to watch the kids, and
right.
that Gia actually didn't work, because daycare, to pay for daycare, you need a salary to pay for daycare, because it is expensive as hell.
I pay $600 a week for my kids to go to daycare.
Oh my goodness.
That's $2,400
a month.
That's a
whole nother mortgage.
Yeah.
And I will say earlier on in life, I definitely made the decision, like, if I want to work and do these things, I don't really have nobody to help me. So I was like, and you could be with somebody, but, you know, nothing is guaranteed. You want to make sure everything is good and taken care of.
And think about it. You pay $30,000 a year on each kid for daycare.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. Inflation set in, so it's worse. Groceries is high. Everything's high. So you can't really afford to have a one-income household.
Right.
Okay, all right, well, thanks right
for your call,
that.
Brother. It's all right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and let's talk about some of these Father's Day tributes that happened over the weekend, because, you know, Father's Day was on Sunday.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Father's Day.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Moneybagg Yo's family got him a huge billboard, and this was in Memphis, and they called him the world's greatest father, in addition to wishing him a happy Father's Day. It's a huge billboard. And he also put up a video of his story in his stories with audio messages from his kids who are very proud of their dad. And you can tell by the messages that they left. So shout out to him. He said, "Mama and kids got me a billboard in the city. Love y'all."
That's dope.
Mm-hmm. That is dope. It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Kendrick Lamar, his fiance, shared a Father's Day tribute to him. "Today, I am more than happy to celebrate the men in my life. I choose to celebrate them for stepping up instead of stepping out, for providing, for assisting us women, for healing, for showing up physically, and most importantly, for showing up emotionally. In my life, I've witnessed the great majority of fathers run from their responsibilities. I now understand that they were running from their own pain, but children were left behind." And she said, "I was almost 30 the first time I celebrated Father's Day, and it's still one of the hardest for me. I know there are many women like me. So men, it's not as important for us to celebrate you as it is for you to celebrate you. Celebrate your contribution to the next generation. I am grateful for the men that are showing me a different picture. My lens was very narrow before, but not anymore." And then she said, "Happy Father's Day" at Kendrick Lamar, and posted a picture of them with their two children.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, we love talking about all of these Father's Day tributes. Now, you know, Nick Cannon got a whole lot of them.
I'm sure. And I didn't know Young Jock had so many kids.
How many kids does he have?
He posted a picture. It looked like at least 13.
Now, two of Nick Cannon's children's mother trolled him on Father's Day. Abby De La Rosa, who has the twins with him and is expecting a third child, put a video on her Instagram stories of the two of them at a club. And the sign said, "He don't pull out." That's the sign the bottle service girls brought out them. It's funny that Nick doesn't drink, but they're getting bottle service, and she's pregnant, so. All right. Meanwhile, Brittany Bell, who has two children with him, Golden, who's 5, and Powerful, who is 1, sent him a cameo video. And in that video, they're just counting the numbers of kids. It says, "Great dad, just slow down." And that is from the social media star who sends messages where he counts numbers for birthday wishes, anniversaries, and more. So
I wonder what Nick does for Father's Day with all those kids, all those babies. What do you do?
I don't know.
That's a lot of kids.
See who you can when you can.
That's a lot.
All right. And Chris Brown, he's going to be on the next episode of Drink Champs. You can see that on Thursday. And here is the trailer.
Chris Brown! You could have Oprah right here at your house. But you picked the Yallas.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, how do you get the record deal to start with?
Man, this was a miracle.
I just want a finger pop for you the rest of your life.
The Shy is my brother, man. But Shy be capped sometimes. I'm just thankful that I'm able to be consistent to an audience who doesn't kind of change their perspective on me due to my music.
When you and Drake caught light skin beef,
a lot of people don't know Diddy turned me down.
Swiss Beats and Timbaland call you tomorrow.
Facts, I'm there. I owe a lot to that one.
He's there. All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
Okay. All right. Now, you ready? That's ready, rock and roll? Of course, not yet.
But you got a DJ, right?
Shout out to everybody in Houston again that came out to the call show. I want to say I appreciate everybody that came through. The call show was amazing. We had over 16,000 people, so drop a bomb for that. No incidents, no problems. Just a lot of families, a lot of dads on Father's Day having a great time. Shout out to Trader Truth and Lynn's Garage, who brought the city. If you ever get to Houston, go to Turkey Leg Hut. I wasn't a huge turkey fan, right? So I went there. I was like, I don't want turkey. But when I say it's probably one of the best spots I've been to, and I've been to damn near everywhere. So shout to Lynn's Garage. I appreciate all the hospitality that you guys had for me. Also, shout out to Slim Thug. Shout out to Bun B. Shout out to all the car clubs and everybody that brought their cars out. It was just magnificent. And Houston showed up. They showed out. And yeah, Houston got the title for that one. I mean, they should have.
You knew that was going to happen.
Absolutely. But they definitely
killed it. Plus, I feel like they're way more known for cars.
I wouldn't say that, but they have a style of cars that's unlike no other. I mean, they had a hearse with rims on it.
They got a lot more space, too, out there.
They do. They do. So they really, really came. I'm trying to think if I
New York's a hard place to have, like, amazing cars because the way the streets are made.
Yes.
The way we don't have driveways, the garages.
And also shout out to Trent Williams, who plays in the NFL. He came out with like 9 exotics. So everybody came out, man. The city came out. It was just a great event. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers that came. We appreciate you. And the next one everybody's asking is, of course, is Atlanta. So Atlanta has the record with the most amount of people, and Atlanta has so many different styles. So that goes down July 9th. So if you want to get your car in the car show, you want to come on down to Atlanta July 9th, get your tickets now. I'm so excited about Atlanta. Atlanta, we're going to do something different. We're actually going to put a roller skating rink in Atlanta in the middle and have the cars set up around it like it's back in the day. And it's like, you know, back in your old school where you can actually roller skate. It's going to be the music and the cars and everything. We're just trying to make the car show different. So kids will be there. We'll still have the games, the rides. So if you haven't got your tickets, just click the link in my bio. Check it out. And the mix is up next. Let's go.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela Yee here. The General Insurance is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years. Switch to The General and you could save over $500. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, before we get up out of here, a thank you again to everybody in Houston. I appreciate y'all so much. Shout out to the NRG Center and everybody over there. You guys really showed up. Let me get the names because they treated me so well. So let me just shout them out. Shout to Keith and April. Thank you so much. Shout to the Blossom Hotel who held us down. Tamika, Randy, Lisa, and Kate. They were the hosting hotel and they made sure everything was perfect. Shout out to Area 29, which was one of the clubs I did. Eric and Chris, shout to Bar 5015, shout to Rise, which is a rooftop bar, and shout to everybody at Sakai. Thank you guys so much, and of course, the people in Houston that came out, man. You guys showed up, and I appreciate you so much. Trader Truth, Lynn from Turkey Leg Hut and his wife Slim, thank you, man. Turkey Leg Hut is amazing, one of the best restaurants I've ever been to when it comes to that food. Check it out if you ever go out there. Also, Bun B, I appreciate you, Bun the OG. Shout to Slim Thug who came through. Am I forgetting anybody? Shout to Trent Williams. Anybody else am I forgetting? 718 Ash, thank you, brother. Anybody else? Man, there was so many people that came and showed so much love. So I just want to say thank you to the whole Houston car culture. All right. Now, yeah, you got a positive note?
Yes, and you know it is Caribbean Heritage Month, so this one is from Bob Marley. The greatness of a man or woman is not how much wealth he or she acquires. It's in his and her integrity and his and her ability to affect those around them positively.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong,
and asthmatic. and at higher risk, get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.